Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Kiss FM. Good morning. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa. Buenos dias.
Oh, I love the sound of your voice in that microphone right across from me. Finally, DZ's back in the studio. Welcome. Yeah. You've been at home. You've been at home.
Yeah, it's been a long process to get me back in house, per se. But we back. We here. We active. Estamos activos.
I love it. I'm so happy you're back. We have lots to do on the show today. And so I wanted to tell you, while you were working from home, there were people in and out of the studio, and somebody came in one day, and you know what they said to me, what the studio smells like?
I don't think I want to. Do I want to know?
Do you think it's going to be? It's not a bad thing. It's not. I thought if you could name what the Kiss studio smells like, what would you think? And you thought it was going to be sweat, but it's not.
No, you know what's funny is, being my first day back in a few weeks, you like my nose has refreshed from any odors. And I walked in, and I didn't think it smelled like anything.
Well, thank you. That means I have kept it nice.
You did your thing.
You know what they said it smells like?
What?
Coffee. And I went, oh, that's because all morning long I drink coffee, and it's hazelnut or French vanilla.
Yeah.
They said, the studio smells like coffee. I go, oh, that's probably a good description.
Low-key, yeah. And as soon as you grab a cup, the hazelnut aroma fills the room for sure. Just traverses through every crevice out here.
Yeah, pretty much. So I thought that was interesting. I'm like, well, if anyone ever asks again, what's the studio like? It smells like coffee.
Coffee. Coffee. Well, when Allie's here. When D's here, it don't smell like
nothing. It doesn't smell like coffee
at
all.
Maybe fart.
But probably does smell like farts. He leaves the room for me, though. I put all of your stuff back where it was. I hope everything looked like it was in place.
I peeped. It wasn't. Thank you.
No, forget you then.
I washed all my stuff anyway. Like, you know how I am. Yeah. I usually give it a rinse, but I gave it a scrub today.
Oh, I didn't wash it. I just put it over there.
I know that. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's been a few weeks. Everything got a wipe down when I walked in, just for sanity's sake.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, welcome back to the actual studio.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Are you ready for question of the day?
Nope.
It involves something I did for Hudson.
Oh, I might be ready for that.
And then I'm going to ask everybody else. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Aw, you got Sammy's costume. We're going to do costumes a different day.
We punished them by buying them a costume. Yeah.
Now I can't wait to hear about this one. Oh, man. Now I want to pull an audible.
No,
but
no.
I already said Hudson. We'll do costumes later in the week.
Yeah.
Because, yes, we will. I want to talk about how old you were when you got your first phone. Because Hudson finally got a phone. He's only 11, you guys. He turned 11 and I got him a phone because they're home alone all the time.
It's a different time.
It's totally
ain't no
a
house
different.
Phones.
It's not the same. I need to know that they're fine. Mm-hmm. And so I got Hudson a phone. And of course, Owen never stopped. I had to be 12. You made me wait. And I wanted to go, you know, there's kids that probably had to wait till 16, 17, my guy.
There's kids that are 17 still don't, my boy.
That part. So I was like, you can complain you had to wait till 12. I was 21 because we didn't even have cell phones. That's how the first one was 21.
What was your first
cell phone? I was in Wausau. It was, I'll never forget the cell phone guy in Wausau. I was like, oh, yeah, here you go. I'm going to get your phone. I'm like, do I need one of these? It was a Nokia.
Oh, of course.
It was the tall one, you know, the long one.
With the antenna?
You pulled the antenna out. And I remember barely ever using it. And now it's stuck to us and it's all we use, you know?
Well, now it's so easily fits in any pocket, any little crack you got on your body that you could just slip it into.
And texting wasn't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't text on cell phones for a long time at first. Like, we didn't even text until, honestly, 10, 15 years ago. We really weren't texting in the early 2000s, mid-2000s.
People still called.
Yeah, it was calling.
And texting wasn't as easy as it is now with the full keyboards, or now smartphones is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, for sure. There was no texting.
The Nokia.
What was your first cell phone and how old were you? Because you're younger, so I'm assuming yours was younger.
So I got to break it down because my first official cell phone didn't come until later, but my parents let me use my mom's phone when I was like 13, 14.
Ooh, what did she have?
When I got my first job, right.
Uh-huh.
She had some old T-Mobile flip phone, random Nokia as well.
They didn't even have a flip phone when I got my first phone. That didn't even exist yet because it was literal the start of the cell phone. Like, not the start because my friend had them in the car. But,
car phones, right.
But the start of us really getting them
really
was
getting
in my 20s, honestly, you know.
My first official cell phone didn't come until basically 20. I didn't get my own until I was turning 18.
So what year was that, though? Because it matters.
2011.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I was in high school. I was finishing up my senior year. Yeah, it was the tail end of my junior year going into my senior year. So 17.
I don't think I would have had the kids have phones yet.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, There's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And either in that year.
But I still got it.
You brought it? Oh, yeah. Stop.
I brought
it.
My Motorola Q8, baby.
DZ.
Yeah.
DZ.
Oh, yeah.
I have got to get a video of this one. You just hold on, everybody.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hold on. DZ brought in.
Full keyboard. What is it? 1.3 megapixels. I don't even know what else. The back is missing. The keyboard is intact, though, man. And this thing got me through some times, I swear. Bad boy, the charger, you had to wrap it around the phone for a little bit after about a month of me getting it because it was just a janky, broke old phone. But it worked. It worked. It did its job, and it was lovely. I mean, it's still
beautiful.
Perfect. Yeah, take a closer peek
beautiful.
At that.
Beautiful. Oh, look at
little
her.
Little Moto Q8, boy.
Look at her. She's one in a million girl. Oh, that's a beautiful phone right there. It looks like a BlackBerry.
Basically.
Unbelievable.
Basically a BlackBerry,
right.
Dog.
Well, I want to know, how old were you when you got your first phone? And screw it, what was it?
If you remember, you better.
I mean, 414-533-1037. I have liked watching everything evolve over the years.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, like nobody's getting a cell phone till they're an adult. Now it's like maybe in high school. Now it's like, screw it. 11-year-old, have at it.
Well, times are really, really different.
My kids, you know, they have Chromebooks in like third grade. Yeah. They know how to use stuff before I do.
Tablets that come with them since birth, basically.
Yeah.
So it's like technology has advanced, mm-hmm. and maybe they've advanced with it. How old were you when you got your first phone? What was it?
And the phones are lit up. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. What was your first cell phone? Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking how old you were when you got your first cell phone and what it was exactly, because Hudson got his first iPhone and he's got a newer one than me, everybody. Don't say a word. Shut your mouth.
All these kids spoiled getting iPhones.
I'm due for an upgrade eventually. Shut your mouth that he's got a 14 and I have a 13. I don't even want to hear a
you
word.
You ain't even... I would have switched over. Bobby would have got the 13. I would.
They're listen, all fancy.
Mama Bear do Mama Bear things.
They're all fancy.
Their babies get their best. That's right.
I just didn't care. It was too much work, DZ, if you want me to be honest.
I ain't wrong. You ain't wrong.
Leah's in Sussex this morning. Hi, Leah.
Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, how old were you when you got your first cell phone, and what was it?
Mm-hmm.
I was 17, and it was one of the shorter Nokias. It was a little blue one. But do you remember those kiosks in the mall that you could, like, switch out the little antenna with, like, a light-up one?
No!
I do remember the little light-up LED antennas. You unscrewed and screwed the new one on?
Oh, my God.
Yes!
I don't remember that, but I do remember the cell phone kiosk and how they would hound you like crazy. And
why do you have four holders on his belt?
Always.
Did he have to display everything
always.
Like that?
Who's your provider? None of your damn business.
Come on, man. Stop hounding me.
None of your damn business. That's who.
I could change your background into a hologram. Watch this. Oh, those. Yeah. Hey, that was hard. Tell me the hologram background on the old brick Nokias didn't go hard.
Yes, it totally did. That was so awesome. I miss those days.
Memory unlocked. Thanks. Thank you, Leah. That was great. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Wow, she said the Nokia with the LED antenna. Oh. What?
You want to pull up Joe in Greenfield on 3, actually, next. Hi, Joe.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. He tried to say a beeper, and I said, that doesn't qualify. Oh, I had a pager, too. We're not talking pagers.
Listen, you still had to go to a payphone, my boy. Did you have some quarters in your pocket ready to go?
That part.
Yeah, don't get caught without money, because mom and dad will have you.
Yeah. This guy.
What was your first cell phone?
Cell phone.
My first actual cell phone was the Nokia brick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go.
Same one, the blue one.
The Nokia 7000.
No, the big silver gray one.
Oh, maybe I had that too. I don't know. They were all bricks.
I mean, they were, and they That's also right. turn on. Tell me they don't.
They didn't fold.
Nope.
And you had to turn them on and off. Like, you didn't leave them on all the time. That would have been crazy.
But when did it ever die?
Never.
I had that one for 10 years.
Oh.
One charge.
One charge. That's it.
Joe, too good, man.
All right, Joe, have a good day.
Have a good one.
You too, man.
DZ, when I tell you it took everything in our soul to get us, to get our dad to get us an iPhone, because he had a flip phone till like a year ago, by the way.
Really?
Swear to you,
oh,
man.
Oh, he wasn't letting it go.
He wouldn't let it go.
Boy.
Mike is calling our boy in Hartford this morning.
Wait,
oh, I mean, Babe.
Oh.
We call him Babe, but his wife calls him. Hi, Babe.
Hi, Babe.
Morning, Babe. What up, Mike?
Mike.
Morning.
I have no idea how old you were. Because how old are you actually, Mike?
I'm 37.
Okay, so let's see. What do we guess?
When I was a senior in high school. Yeah.
Yep.
It was April. It was Easter break of my senior year. Uh-huh. We were going to New York for a choir trip. Sang at different cathedrals and Times Square.
That's cool.
And my mom cut out.
And what else?
And
my mom
actually gave me her old brick phone, her old Nokia, and said, "Here's your cell phone. Buy your own phone with your graduation money."
Oh.
Ah, so she was like, you got two months
of this phone, then you have to buy your own phone. So then when I graduated, I went to the Sprint store and bought like a military grade flip phone that had like the rubberized edges and stuff, and you could change the faceplates on it.
Jeez.
And I think I had like 30 different colors of faceplates. I was like, I'm just going to keep buying faceplates.
You know what?
This man didn't get the razor. He got the razor blade.
But this guy.
He got the Rambo knife. Mike.
Crazy. I got an OtterBox. That's what we call an OtterBox.
Yeah, that was a built-in OtterBox back in 2005.
Pre-OtterBox days, man. Mama said, hey, as soon as these minutes are out, you better go get your own phone, okay?
Pretty much.
Prepaid. Thanks for calling, Mike.
Have a good one, guys.
You too, man. You too. Peace.
Well, and not only that, DZ, the cell phone bill was so cheap because we spent more money on our landline. Let's be real. Like, we spent like $30 on our cell phone just to spend more on our landline. Do you remember that?
Say that to my mom, because the reason I got the cell phone taken that she let me use was because I didn't know about minutes. I didn't know about what time to call or text.
And I racked
up about $300 bill that she made me pay back at 12, 13.
Remember when they used to charge you by the minute on cell phones? And DZ's like, yeah, didn't you just hear my traumatizing moment, Alex?
Oh, I found out. I didn't know, but I remember now.
Logan's in Sheboygan, your boy.
My dog!
You went to college with him at Lakeland.
Sure did.
And he's a regular on the show. Hi, Logan. Where have you been?
Good morning.
Don't answer that. I don't care. Hi, Logan. Welcome back.
Friends, good to hear from you, though, bro. What's up, Logan?
Yeah. When'd you get your first cell phone?
So mine was like right in between like eighth grade and my freshman year of high school.
Now we're getting younger. We're getting into the real numbers.
Sounds about right. Yeah. I'm hearing a razor or maybe a sidekick or something.
Was it a razor?
What was it, Logan?
So like my first real phone, like obviously I think the general consensus is everybody had that Nokia light up brick phone.
Mm-hmm. If you were alive in that time period, let's be real, because there are tons of people listening who are not alive for that. And don't even know what the Nokia brick is.
For unks and titties and older.
You're welcome that you don't know what that is, and somebody came along and created something better. You're welcome.
For sure. But I think my actual real phone was, I had two, right? Was the first one, I thought the coolest thing ever was the Sidekick, where it swung open.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Sidekick. And then if you had a BlackBerry back in the day, you were top king.
Oh, you had it. BlackBerries were everything. And now it's like garbage.
Yeah.
Do they even still make them?
You don't know. And you shouldn't admit that you owned one anymore. Just be like, I owned one in 2006. Just go way back to sound not...
I don't know, man. I'm proud of the BlackBerry game. What?
Yeah, but
you see me with my QA
over.
Bootleg BlackBerry?
It was great in the time. It's long over now. We are past the BlackBerry phase, right?
You're not wrong. I mean, can we go back?
No, we cannot. Absolutely not.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so what's the problem today?
We got a youngin. Well, I don't want to say youngin, but we got a young man with an unexpected inheritance.
Okay.
Yeah. Gary wrote in and goes, unexpectedly inherited things I don't want.
Oh.
A little gist of it, right?
Oh, okay.
It says, good morning, Allie and DZ. I'll just jump into it. I don't have much family left, and even though I was closer to my late uncle than anyone else, we didn't talk often.
Mm.
After he passed, I found out that in his will, he left me a multi-family apartment building that he's owned for almost 20 years.
Okay.
It's completely paid off. Currently fully occupied. Piggy bank. That's me talking. That's me talking.
Hello.
He said it's fully occupied, but to be honest, I've never aspired to be a landlord or do anything of the sort. But here I am, finding myself 26 years old with my own life suddenly thrown into someone else's. I ain't gonna deny that it would be a nice chunk of money added to my income, but I know it's coming with too many nightmares and headaches along with it. I don't really want to be responsible for any of it. What should I do? Just sell? That feels disrespectful to my late family, and now I'm unsure.
An unexpected inheritance.
Gary. I mean, and this is a weird inheritance to have. You normally think, oh, would you get a quarter of a million? Would you get half? What kind of money? No. Inheritance comes in all shapes and sizes, from brooches to pendants to heirloom rings to apartment complexes.
To things you don't want and that you don't want to manage or keep up, honestly, right?
Yikes.
Honestly, I mean.
But I'm assuming, and I'm going to go on the cheap side. It's at least $800 a month per bill, if not more. If not more, $800 times four.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
It's income you didn't
have, right?
It's income you didn't have, but you have to manage something now, or have somebody else manage it, right?
I was gonna say, do you have to manage it though?
Not really. If you can afford to pay someone else to do it, so what are you saying? Keep it and have someone else manage it?
But I think that's what you're saying. That's an option. That is an option. But
honestly,
that's not what I was
gonna
say.
Sell the damn thing.
You sell it
if you have no
for real.
If you have no attachment,
no aspiration.
Yeah. What do you keep? You're keeping it because of somebody else who's
gone
now.
Because you were close
now?
To your uncle.
Yeah, it's time. This is a thing.
But
your uncle, you got to honor his soul. It's a thing.
Your uncle was trying to leave you financially stable by doing this. He said, I don't have XYZ money to give you. Or maybe you just didn't get that, right? He thought you'd be a harder worker than whoever else got something else. If anybody got something else.
Feelings hurt.
But Unc went, this is for you, Papa. Go ahead, Gare Bear. You gonna get this apartment complex, and I think you're going to do great things with it. If not, at least it's going to put some money in your pocket. And now you're just going to go, sell it.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the intent.
Yeah.
That's not the feeling I get. I'd say, hold on. Give it a year.
Okay.
Try it. What have you got to lose? They left you this. Don't just up and flip, right?
If they didn't say you have to keep it. I don't think you have to keep it.
Oh, like stipulations in the
will? Yeah. He didn't say, I'm giving you this and please take care of it. He just said, I'm giving you this.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I don't know.
You're not wrong. So you think sell? What? Get it appraised and sell?
Yeah, but this is what would DZ do, not what would Allie do. Because you know me, I'd be like, I don't want to deal with this. Give me the chunk of money. I'm out. I would do the same thing with the lottery.
Give me the lump sum.
It's kind of similar. Do you want payouts over time or do you want one lump sum? Like, what do you want, right?
That's actually a great way to put it.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Everyone can text or call 414-533-1037. The inheritance you didn't see coming that you didn't even know if you wanted.
I mean, yeah.
Anna in Milwaukee texted in. She said he can sell it to a distant relative.
Oh, no. See, we can all answer together.
All right. Next?
Yeah, next.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037 after Tate McRae.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So we got a email from, what was the name again? I've already forgot.
Gary,
who got an inheritance from his uncle that he didn't see coming, which was an apartment building.
Multi-family unit.
And you were kind of saying keep it in the family, and I was saying screw it, sell it, man.
I think genuinely it was a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have any aspirations, that's fine. But you never know what life holds for you. This could be just, you know, life throwing a nugget in your lap, right? I'd try it. 6 months to a year. If not, it's not working for you, hire someone a property manager to take care of that you pay out of the money that you're getting from the income. That's fine. And then it doesn't work. Give it a year, two tops, then sell. Then sell. Don't just up and give it up.
I honestly don't disagree with you because I have weirdly been through this in my family.
Really?
Indirectly.
What?
And I'll tell you the whole story of the apartment complex in 1 second. Let's take one caller first and then I'll tell you the story.
Okay, since you're just going to drop this literally happened to me.
It didn't happen to me. But family. It did happen to me. I'll explain it after. Let's start with Ryan in Calabama first.
All right, let's hear Ryan for
sure. Hold on and I'll tell you guys about the apartment building my family got inherited one day. That's after Ryan. True story.
Ryan first. Good morning.
Man.
Hi, Ryan. By the way, I'm not rich, and I don't have it anymore, but I'll tell you after Ryan.
About to say that.
That's such a teaser. Come on. Throwing me in here like that.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you right now. Listen, my parents, my dad is from New Jersey.
Yep.
When him and his family came over to America during the Holocaust, because we are Jewish, and they came over during the Holocaust to get away, giving you some background from Poland, they bought an apartment building in New Jersey, and everyone lived in it, and my whole family, from aunts and uncles.
I want to do that so bad. I want to do that so bad.
And the apartments were tiny. I'm talking two bedrooms, but my whole family lived in it.
Squad was squatting.
And my dad grew up in that building. Cool. And when everybody died,
he got it.
He kept it. And my parents tried to keep it and manage it. And it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And they eventually had to sell it.
Were they still living in New Jersey or were they living in Florida at that time?
My parents were living either in Illinois or Florida.
They had moved, though. They weren't even close.
Yeah, my dad hadn't lived there since
he was
a kid.
That's the hard part. That's
I agree with Ryan, man.
So he tried, but it's not easy to manage.
It is.
But here's the thing. If Gary doesn't want to do this, you should just call me up, say, hey, come be my property manager. I'll come manage it.
I didn't see this coming.
With Ryan, you ain't seen this coming?
I should have known he saw an opportunity to get a job.
Dude, I seen an opportunity from a mile away.
I'll catch
Gary,
another bag,
call
baby.
Call me.
Ryan said, this is an easy lick. Gary, give Gary my number. Ryan said, give Gary my number.
I'll do 75-25. You can keep the 75. I'll take 25. I don't care. Let's go, bro. This is perfect.
If he don't want to manage it, Ryan said, don't even worry about it, baby. I'll sell it, too.
Well, time out. I can't sell it no more. I tapped out a realty.
Well, maybe you should get back in because you might need to sell an apartment building. I accept it,
but I will gladly be that property manager. I will go up there and mow the lawn. Okay. I will take care of the exterior. I will do everything all he's got to do is sign a check for me to do the repairs. And everything else. That's all he's got to do. I'll take care of the rest.
Okay. Look at the elevator pitch for the job. Well, Gary, I hope you're listening,
so
man.
Hit us up. Basically, I say sell it. Ryan says call me and I'll manage it.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly.
And DZ says keep it. So right now, we're all over the place.
Everywhere.
We got one call left, though. Oh, just wait for this one. Thank you, Ryan.
No problem, guys. Peace. Happy Tuesday.
Later, man.
We will give Gary his number if Gary calls.
If Gary hits us up and goes, yeah, of course.
I don't think Gary's going to call because I think Gary's a code name for our next caller because it's Todd in Mequon. And I'm convinced Todd is secretly Gary.
Todd, are you Gary? Did you ride in this morning?
How was the country club? Have you golfed yet this morning?
Country clubs are so terrestrial. It's a yacht club.
It's a yacht club. That's right.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.